Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Guess you're in the right place to be. This is Miss Controversy, Miss Butterfly Bird. Call me Toya. You know, vibrate and elevate. Happy Mother's Day. I'm going to let this song ride out for a few seconds so you can get in the right frequency, in the right vibe. Put some respect on it, please. I had to put that out there. Special message from the mother. Listen, I want to thank you for taking time out to celebrate Mother's Day with us here on Vibrate and Elevate. I have Mr. Andre Blaylock and Valerie Denise Jones who are on the line with me, and they are more than qualified to drop some knowledge on tonight's topic. We have Mr. Andre Blaylock, who is our relationship revitalization strategist, and we have Ms. Valerie Denise Jones, who is a online blogger, an activist, to say the least, doing the most to educate us with what's going on in our community as it relates to current events and so much more. So I want to welcome you all. Thank you for being on the show, and happy Mother's Day to you all. How are you?
Hi, happy I'm Mother's wonderful. Day to everybody.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, mothers.
That's what's up. I'm not a mom, but I will be in some realm at some point in time, but thank you.
Absolutely.
Y'all know I'm crazy. So listen, we're going to get right into it.
Okay.
Andre, did you have something on the top, off the top, before we get into it?
Yeah, off the top, I mean, I just want to say, again, happy Mother's Day to you mothers out there, especially ones who find themselves single. Again, I like to say that singleness is not a disease that needs to be cured. It's really a position that needs to be celebrated. So if you find yourself in that position today, I really congratulate you on your journey. And again, happy Mother's Day.
Aww, that was really sweet. And Valerie, did you have any opening statements that you would like to make to the mothers out there?
Yeah, I would also like to include the moms-to-be because I think that we're underappreciated, those of us who are out here in the struggle and who are very fertile, you know.
Right.
I grew up, my father, chivalry was not dead in our house, and my father blessed us with gifts and flowers, and he spoiled all the women in his house because we believe all of us are queens. So, you know, I'm of that mindset because that's how I was brought up. And so I appreciate all women because I know that there are women such as myself who we date a man with children, we become a surrogate mother, or in the instance, the situation I'm in, sharing, you know, taking part in my nephew's life, I also share like mommy duties with my sister to kind of relieve her of that pressure and stress and give her a chance to get out and do what she wants to do. So I think women wear hats all the time. So I think that, again, we were born mothers. We were born with that, I don't know, it's part of our genetic code to be the mother hen. So I celebrate all women, but especially moms because, of course, they're going through it, and they're the people who make it happen and have blessed us with such wonderful children, you know, both good and bad. But, you know, had it not been for that push, you know, we would not be here today. So, of course, I celebrate all women, but, again, happy Mother's Day to all moms.
Aw, I want to say happy Mother's Day to the teachers. Those of you that know me know that I'm a former teacher, and I know the mommy role does not stop in the classroom. It keeps going and going. And so shout out to all those teachers who play mommy at work you know, putting in, you know, all those hours. So I want to thank you. And shout out to all the women who know their position as goddesses on this particular planet. Everything through you, your galaxy, your all of that, the life comes through you. So I hope you can find power in your position as a woman. So, yeah, on that note, we're going to go ahead and switch it up because I need to know what's going on with single moms and the dating scene. Should single moms date? How, when, why not, or with who? And I think that's a very important question that we need to put out there because it's obvious on the dating scene there are mothers out there, single mothers out there, who feel like they need to get, you know, in the game. So, Mr. Blaylock, what's going on with single moms and dating? And should they be on the field or what position should they be playing?
Absolutely. Single mothers should date. And again, I have to stress that dating is an action word that really should focus on activities. A lot of times you make it about the person. Now, if you have a mother and she has a child or children, of course she's going to be very apprehensive about a person that she brings around her children for safety reasons or whatever. But that does not mean that she cannot go out and enjoy activities. You know, grown-up activities with a person. Or let's just say if it's roller skating, if you like a guy, I'm using that for an example, you know, invite him to something that's an activity that your kids can kind of enjoy so then it won't look like y'all booed all up on the couch or something like that. It's an activity. You know what I mean? So really, I really have to stress that, Toya, because dating, the whole mindset is, should we date? Should I find a man? Now it brings your children to the equation on a very intimate level when dating does not have to be intimate. Because not all activities are intimate activities. It's just spending time. So absolutely, you need to be able to relieve yourself from some of the stresses that comes along with being a mother by dating. You know, whom should you date? Anyone who knows how to have fun. Anyone who knows how to stretches you. Anyone who's creative. Not someone that you're necessarily interested in romantically. That's where we're missing it. We think that the people we have to date, we have to be interested in romantically. Not all the time. Sometimes you're not in that space that you want anybody romantically. Sometimes you just want to have fun. And the fine guy, the tall, fine, muscular guy might be just as dull, but the short, round, balding guy might be just as fun, and you need to have fun to get yourself away from the responsibility sometime of your kids. It's two different things, but definitely, absolutely, you should date.
Wow. I'm writing some notes, and you said that what I hear, because I'm trying to listen even though I'm not a single mom, but I am single.
Yes.
So I'm trying to listen with those ears, and I hear that dating is something totally separate from finding a man. Is that
it
true?
It is. It's totally different, but we in our community think about dating. Who are you dating? We automatically throw a name out there. Okay, not are you dating, meaning are you doing a lot of activities. It's who are you dating? Am I right or wrong? You hear that in our community. It's not what are you doing on dates. It's who are you dating. Dating is not a who. It's not a person.
Okay.
Right? So single mother.
Okay, it's an action word.
It's an action word. It's an action word. And who should you date?
So
anyone
like,
creative.
What are you... Okay, so you should be dating somebody creative.
Yes.
AKA someone who's he might be broke, ladies, but if he's creative, you might have some fun, according to Andre Blaylock. You want
to
have fun.
Thank you.
You want
to
do
he's
some
broke,
activities.
He's gonna have to be creative.
Exactly. See what I'm saying? If he's broke, he has to be like, there's nothing wrong with the museum. There's nothing wrong with the picnic. There's nothing wrong with it. Doesn't always have to cost you money. See, a lot of times when you think of dating from a relationship standpoint, you say, well, should I date him? Because in the back of your mind, that security question is there. Am I going to be secure with this man emotionally? Maybe financially, if something happens, can he take care of me? But that's not dating. Those are mating questions. A dating question is like, What are we going to do today? Something fun, because that's what you want to do. You get to know,
okay,
and I really want
that.
To. And, Toy, this is one thing I want to say, too. Instead of dating, let's look at the concept of getting to know you better. Okay, see, dating is something, but getting to know you better is something totally different. I can get to know you better on a series of dates around activities because I'm getting to see your personality and stuff. But dating is, it's just totally different. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It's very clear that a single mother might be confused. It's clear that a single mother might be confused because she has already engaged in some form of dating/mating that has, you know,
right,
had a result where she's had a child. So now she's in relation with this person, this man, and that may be in question. Are we together? We're not together.
Right.
What do baby daddies do or don't do, and then how do I see other people? And so I can see a single mom being very, you know, confused, you know, at the starting point. But maybe after listening to the show, she can kind of do some, you know, self-reflection and figure out what she really wants and then how to go about it, taking your advice on the dating aspect of having fun, of just getting
having
to know
fun.
Somebody.
Exactly.
You know,
well,
and
not
– Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Valerie.
I kind of wanted to expound on that and kind of pick Andre's brain. How do men feel about women with children? How do they really, really feel about dating a woman with children?
Well, I really don't want to
like
be that.
Like baggage, or that extra work, or?
Well, it depends. Now, I'm not going to sit up and try to wear the mantle for all men because, of course, it's different. If a man is in this space where he really wants to have a family, then he will welcome that. He welcomes the woman and everything that she brings to the table if that's what he's looking for. But some men look at the kid as like an intrusion or an obstacle that needs to be kind of maneuvered because, like we said in previous shows, that when a man approaches you, hello, how are you doing? My name is Andre. I would like to get to know you better. Because men are visual, the translation, hi, I have a penis that would like to invade your vagina as quickly as possible. How can that happen? Now that's what's being said, ladies. I'm really serious. I know you want to make it about everything else, but if a guy approaches you, if he doesn't go to your church, your job, some type of organization where y'all are part of, and he got to observe you and your work over time from a distance, he's not going to know anything about you, your character, anything. So when he approaches you, he's seen that walk, he's seen what you have on, you appeal to him, and he approaches you because he wants what you got. We'll talk about the Zoe later on. Zoe is your zone of enchantment, okay? He wants the good. So basically, a man looking at it, a woman with kids, is kind of like, okay, well, gosh, man, but when the kids going to be asleep? You know what I mean? Because it's like, if I want to date you, I want to take you out. I ain't trying to take all the kids out, and I ain't trying to bother, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when the kids going to be asleep? Can't you find a babysitter? You know what I mean? And in situations like that, you know, it's just kind of hard, Valerie, to kind of pinpoint it because I don't know. Some men welcome it. Some men don't. It just depends on how patient he is and how bad he wants the Zoe. If I want the Zoe bad enough, I'm going to entertain your baby kids if I want it bad enough.
Do they tend to,
you know,
to
I mean?
Judge if you have more than one baby daddy or father?
Well, it's kind of hard because when a man is thinking sexually, none of that matters because he's not looking emotionally or relationally. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I don't care if you got four kids or different baby dads. If I want that, I want that. I don't want you per se, and I definitely don't want to be baby daddy to all your kids. So I want that, which is the sexual component. That doesn't matter. He's not going to judge you. Oh, she must be a hoe. She must be. No, that doesn't come into question. It shows him like she likes that.
He's goal-oriented.
You know what I'm saying? His goal is to get your Zoe. So it's kind of like if you have kids, he's thinking, well, she's fertile. You know what I'm saying? She's sexually active. She will do this. You know what I mean? But it's just kind of hard to say because – go ahead.
No, Andre, I was going to say it sounds
– Why all of your conversations are about sex? Like, does every man look at a woman and go, I mean, is it her
That's
doing?
What I was,
like,
getting, I was getting ready to say.
Always about sex?
He has an agenda. I think that's what's the difference.
I mean, the opposite is they always say that, especially black women, because we're forever targeted and then stereotyped. But they're always like, okay, you guys are always talking money, 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 money. But from you, I'm hearing sex, 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 sex. And we're looking, but women look for security. They look for certain things. They've got this list. They've got this type, you know, all the stuff that they're looking at when they scan this man, right? What I'm hearing from you is, do we ever look at people as just two human beings? We met, okay, you're all right, or whatever the first attraction was, whether it was her voice, whether it was her conversation, whether it was her industry. Is it anything else other than sex sometimes? Because I would hate to think that every man would look at me and say, dang, I feel this way. I get horny, or I got a hard on. If I'm in a business suit, or I'm, you know, at a professional setting, or we're talking, we're literally just talking, or I happen to be in Starbucks line with him, you know, and then we just have a good vibe, you know, good energy. Why, if we're in Starbucks, and
that's
we
called dating,
about,
according to Andre. That's called dating.
Right? I mean, y'all are having a talk. Yeah, that's what you're doing. It's an activity over there. Now, I'm just saying, when it comes to motive value, you have to ask yourself this and look at culture, pop culture. How are women portraying themselves these days? When they go out, is there such thing as a freakum dress? Why must everything be so form-fitting with deep splits and showing off your curves and stuff? Knowing that men are very, very visual, why must most of the stuff that you wear be so sexually enticing? Low-cut cleavage, tight dresses showcasing your curves. Well, I just want to wear something that fits. You know men are visual, and you know what you look like before you got in, because most women, when they put on a dress, they turn to the side and look how their butt look in the mirror.
But why are we only
saying,
those
no,
women? Like, there are
no, I'm
other
not saying, I'm not saying, I'm not, yeah, there are, but just look at what's going on in the man's mind, depending upon the music that you listen to, the shows that you watch, like Rihanna, work, 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 and all this stuff, the twerking and stuff that goes on. It's a sexual culture.
So are you telling me that when they say, oh, you know, the news says, Michelle Obama looked awesome in this purple dress, that men are looking at her like, dang, I wish she turned to the side so I can see her booty?
What? No, they're gonna wonder if she turned to the side, like if they see her coming to the front. Is she going to be like a Peg Bundy walking towards you, then she turned to the side? It's like God played a trick on you. God's wanting to see the booty. You know what I'm saying? And it's
goodness.
Just kind of like, okay, well, yeah, you see what I'm saying? God's wanting to see that. So the thing is, and women know they accentuate it. Those who have booties know what they're doing. And those that don't try to wear stuff to lift and push and the little panties that got the little pads in it, y'all know what you're doing because you're selling, you're showcasing. I'm not saying all guys, but I'm saying guys are mostly visual. And you would think
so
it was
this
dying when you get older, but it doesn't.
Culturally targeted? Is this conversation culturally targeted?
Wait a minute.
Targeted?
I'm sorry to,
no, go ahead. Go,
I'm
go
sorry
ahead,
to chime in, guys. We have some callers on the line, and I don't want us to get too far away from should single moms date, how, when,
thank
and
you.
With who. Mm-hmm. Because we do know men, they are sexual. They are visual. However,
hello.
You know, so are women. So are women. It's
yep.
just
thank
what
you.
I'm hearing
thank
is
you.
That we should boil it down to knowing what we want. So I'm going to open up the lines, and I want to know, should single moms date? I got caller 525-375. Caller from 525-375. Do you think single moms should date?
Yes, I do think single moms should date, but a lot of it come into play when some single mothers bring guys around their children too soon. For myself, I'm not a mother. but I do know that some people, they kind of leery of how they bring certain people around their children. But I do think single moms should date, but they should date carefully.
I like that. We should, single moms, you should be dating, but come up with some dating rules. Make sure little Ray Ray or whoever the kids aren't totally engaged with who you're dating, because who you're dating will change today by tomorrow. You understand? Because
right.
according to, you know, our relationship specialist, dating mm-hmm. should just be activities that we should be doing. We should just be having fun. If you're just having fun with someone, it shouldn't be, oh, let me bring him home and introduce
right.
him to grandma and great-grandma and all that. No, next. All right, so thank you. And caller, could you state your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Linda. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, Linda, thank you for calling in. I'm going to leave your line open, and I have one more call. I'm going to open the line, 305-780. Do you think single moms should date?
Hello?
Peace to you.
Hi, how you doing? Y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear. We want to know, should single moms date?
I mean, definitely they should date. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's life should have to stop because of, you know what I'm saying, they got kids or anything. But in the interest of the children, they should do their best to shield that from them, just like you just said. You know, they shouldn't, the partner shouldn't have to meet the kids, you know what I'm saying? Because that could be damaging to children, especially little girls, and also the way little boys see things, you know? That's, I mean,
I agree.
That's how I feel about it.
I agree with 100%, brother.
And it's nice to have some male. He said he agrees with you 100%, and I was going to say it's nice to have some male energy on the line along with Andres. And I want to give you a shout out. This is a longtime supporter of Vibrate and Elevate. Thank you so much for calling in. I got to give you a little applause. Okay. That's
no
my
doubt.
Throwback.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
my
brother.
My throwback
I
homie.
It.
So, Andre, you've heard from some of the callers, and they're definitely in favor of, you know, your opening statements about single moms should date. It's just the rules. We need to switch up the game a little bit. And so I want to throw something out there, and I want Andre and Valerie, I want you to give me some – and Valerie, if you can go first. Do you think single moms should date their baby daddies?
No, I think I'm the wrong person to ask too, because I think they're called exes for a reason. So probably not. There's a reason why they broke up. Unless, you know, they broke up under awkward terms or something, you know, maybe bad communication, something traumatic happened in the relationship or something like that. When there's a child involved, I do believe in the family. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the organic family, the original family, you know, the mom and the father and the children. I think, you know, I'm of that mindset. But, yeah, if they just can't get along, I don't think that you should force it. You know what I mean? I don't think that you should stay with that parent because of the child. I'm totally against that because when my mother and father, you know, when they separated, they tried to stay together as long as they could for us. And they were miserable. And that, we saw that, you know. We took note of that. And then I think a lot of that energy parlayed into my relationships as well. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw what my mom was going through, and then I made some of her mistakes as well. So I think you should do what makes you happy and what makes you whole and not just stay in a relationship because this is the father or, you know, the moral fabric and blah, blah, blah. I just think that you should do it what's good for you. Especially
your
mom.
All right. Okay, cool. Thank you. And I know Mr. Blaylock is just waiting patiently because he's about to blow us away.
I agree with what Valerie said, but you got to think about baby daddy. Okay, there's baby daddy by choice, then there's baby daddy by consequence. You know what I'm saying? Two people that just kind of got together with careless or whatever, and they presented, you know, and a child was produced. You know, they never talked about having the baby. It was like an accident. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that they got along well at all. It was just a sexual relationship that produced the child.
We call them
but they're no
babies.
Good. The oops baby, but they're no good for each other. They know it. It's just sexually. No, you shouldn't probably try to date that because you know you didn't have any type of energy. Anyway, it was sexual. Now you have other people who they planned it because everybody don't think of marriage these days. They don't think of that as the ultimate union anymore. People will meet each other, have children, buy houses, property together, and the baby daddy plays a very active role in their life because it's something they wanted to do. You know, so it's just two different kind of models. Should you date a person that really likes you and you want to be with that person, y'all co-parent together? Absolutely. That only strengthens the bond between the parents and also going forward with the child. But if it was a Uka's baby, you know, it's like I'm with Valerie on that. You don't just stay together sometimes because you produce a child, because you can end up hurting that child in the process because you're not good for each other.
But that's also why I asked you specific questions earlier. If the man is all about the sex, you know, let's understand that if you are sexual, it's possible. This could happen. You know what I mean? So I think we need to do more than just look at that person as flesh and understand that's a human being who could produce a human being. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we should be a little more, our relationships and our thought process should be a little more
mature,
balanced, a little more well-rounded, you know, not
yes.
just, oh, she got a great booty. She got, a nice booty, and she goes out. You know what? I just think it should be past the exterior. You know, we should look at this person and say, hey, how do I feel about this
agree.
Person? Am I attracted to me?
I agree.
You know, how do they stimulate me emotionally, spiritually, other facets other than just the sexual?
And Valerie, you're absolutely right. Time has flown by, ladies and gentlemen. So what you've heard thus far tonight is that, yes, single moms should date. However, let's develop some rules. Don't bring them around the kids, okay?
Thank you.
And dating means, you know, that you're out to have fun and you're out to get to know people and before you decide that I want to mate with this person. Although you may be a single mother and you're in a position that you want to provide, you know, the family setting, don't be in a rush to mate with the person because he may just want your booty, according to Valerie.
Thank you.
You understand? So don't be in a rush to mate. Find your way to dating, all right? And you want to get in contact with Andre Blaylock. If you go to the show description, please just click on his name, and you can go ahead and get a consultation with him to help you with your dating process. And if you want to get in contact with Valerie in our show description, just click on her name, and it'll get you connected directly to Ms. Jones. And I want to thank all the callers for calling in, and to all the single mothers, all the single ladies, all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Do what you do. Know if you're dating or if you're mating. And if you don't know what to do, you better call us, okay? We want to raise your frequency and help you vibrate at the right date number. Is that right, Mr. Blaylock?
That's what it is. That's right, Toya.
Listen, we'll be here the same time, same place next week. We hope that you have truly elevated your frequency on this matter, and we encourage you to have these conversations throughout the week with your homeboys and your homegirls. Peace and blessings to you. Happy feelings to everyone. Peace and blessings. All right, baby daddy. My